there is a pattern. I can only refer to this anecdotally, but it seems that I'm being asked more often right now when I'm out and about cell phone services, cell phone plans, and cell phones than any other individual question. I was talking with a couple that was unhappy with what they were paying per month for their cell phone service, and we were going through all the possibilities for them. We were talking about what they'd pay per month and all that, and it gets to where your eyes can glaze over pretty quickly. But if you're trying to decide between one phone and another, either comparing one iPhone to another, one Android to another, or an iPhone to an Android, Google has a new tool you can use that all you do is when you go to do a Google search, you put in something like iPhone 8 or 8 Plus, let's say, whatever you want to do, VS for versus whatever other phone you want to compare it to. So let's say you're trying to decide between an iPhone 8 and an iPhone 8 Plus. We can just put that in and it'll put up a comparison chart showing both of them, the price points, the main features and all that. Very easy to digest chart. A lot of people who don't want to pay for an X are thinking, is an 8 worth it? So my daughters tell me, no, just stick with the 7. But if that's not enough information for you, put them next to each other and compare, because the 7 is really the deal right now for people in the iPhone world. And when you're looking at the Androids, know that there are so many that are going to be marketed over the next 6 weeks, as all of them have done their product launches announcements, either in Spain earlier this year when all the cell phone operators around the world get together each year, or through the fall so that they're available through the Christmas shopping season. A number of models are being introduced next week for sale. They were already trotted out at the big shows the cell phone carriers go to, but now they'll actually be available for purchase next week. And it gets confusing when you're trying to decide, do I want to go Samsung, this Android world, Samsung, LG, Huawei, ZTE, Motorola. Those are, I think, the five bigs of Androids. Did I miss anybody? Anyway, I don't think I did. Anyway, so you're able to compare which would make the most sense for you. You can see easily the screen size, the memory capacity, and all that for whatever one you're considering. Now, if you are hankering after an iPhone X, know that there was a very negative report about the X from, I think it was from Square Trade, about how fragile it is. And Apple is charging basically an arm, a leg, and a foot to repair one. So you're already going to have to spend about $1,100 for the X, and then a simple repair will be just under $300. And that's for the screen. You have any other repair, it's going to be $550. What's ironic about that is some of the best Androids cost less than that to buy the whole phone. So you got to really be somebody who doesn't mind spending real money. So against my better judgment, but based on multiple tech recommendations, I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. The iPhone X is proving to be so fragile that if you buy one of those, you should consider, I can't even get the words out, buying an AppleCare plan for it or buying a third-party plan like SquareTrade. Okay, there I said it. There's like no circumstance I ever would tell you to buy any kind of protection for any electronics item and I just broke my rule. So Apple, you should have made the phone more durable so I wouldn't have to betray my principles about people spending money. And that phone better make perfectly toasted toast and cook for you and make you healthier to spend four digits on a cell phone. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.